This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
The word is your seed, and the manifestation is the supernatural. Supernatural is your fruit. It's your fruit. So it seems to me that as Christians, we got to start thinking like farmers. We've got 66 bags of seed. What are you going to do with it? Seed in the bag, in the barn, won't grow anything. Take the seed out of the barn, out of the bag, and put it in your heart, and it grows everything.
When you give, your gift goes to work, spreading the gospel, uplifting communities, connecting believers from all over the world. It's easy to support the ministry with your giving through Change Express. The process of giving has never been easier for those on the go, so get started today. Go to www.creflodollarministries.org/Change Express now to sign up for Change Express. Easy, automatic giving.
World, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Ooh, it's time we live a new life. Ooh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are.
Today, I believe it's just going to be revolutionary in your life. In this series, I have committed to making sure that I take my time because we don't want you to just know that the supernatural exists. We want you to understand how to operate in the supernatural. And that's what this is for. It is to graduate you out of this natural realm of existence where you find limitations into a supernatural realm of existence where all things are possible. So there are some impossibilities you will face in the natural, but you don't have to. You can move into the supernatural and you can do as Abraham did. You can hope against hope. In other words, when there is no natural hope in the world, there's always going to be some hope in the supernatural, and you can use that hope in the supernatural to win over hopelessness in the natural. But I believe that's what heaven's looking for. He's looking for Christian people to begin to exist and abide in the realm of the supernatural. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to minister to these, your precious sheep. Thank you, Lord, that revelation knowledge will flow freely, uninterrupted and unhindered by any satanic or demonic force. And Father, I pray that you will speak through my vocal cords and think through my mind. None of me and all of you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles this morning, go with me to the book of Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1 and beginning at verse 1. And we are going to continue our series, How to Live in the Supernatural. How to Live in the Supernatural. Now, one of the things, I'm not going to go over everything, but the Bible says we look not at the things which are unseen. We shouldn't look at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are eternal. But those things which are the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. So that lets us know that there is a seen realm of existence and there is an unseen realm of existence. And so what we've got to understand is that we are in this physical world. We are in a physical world with physical matter, with a physical body to comprehend physical matter. In this physical world, Our sensory mechanisms are important. It helps us to get around in a physical world. What we smell, what we see, what we touch. But existing at the same time that this physical world exists is a spiritual world. That's where the supernatural is. I'm not saying that the physical world is here and then later on you'll see the existence of the other. I'm saying that right now at this very moment that we are in this physical world, there exists a spiritual world, a supernatural world. Right now, as you are seated living in your house called a body, there exists angels that have been assigned to you, more than one. Right now, if God were to open up your spiritual eyes, or literally open your eyes to see in that realm of the spirit, you would see angels. And you might see some demons. There's another realm that exists at the same time that this one exists. Now, for some Christians who hadn't been taught that, that just seems to be so ridiculous for you to say that. But you won't know about that other realm until you leave your physical body. You are a spirit being. You have a soul. You live in a body. When you leave your physical body, you step into that spiritual realm with spiritual matter and spiritual beings, and you can then comprehend them because you are of a spiritual substance. And so one of the things you have to understand is God, who is a spirit, created all things, which means that every physical thing that we see, all physical matter, came from unseen matter. All matter that can be seen derived and came from what you can't see. And so the spiritual world is the parent world over the physical world. All we know is about the physical world, so we think that everything that exists has to come out of the physical world. And we've been trained to believe that if you can't see it in this world, it doesn't exist. And I showed you last week, 2 Kings 6, when Elijah and his servant were surrounded by that army, the Elijah said, "There's more for us than against us." His servant couldn't understand what he was talking about, and Elijah prayed, "Lord, open his eyes so he can see." And his eyes, not that he was blind, his physical eyes were able to see, but he said, "Open his eyes into the realm of the spirit so he can see." And he saw angels and horses of chariots of fire surrounding that army. Now, they were always there. And you see an Elijah who put more attention in the supernatural. He wasn't putting all of his attention in what he saw in the natural. And that's what most Christians, most of us have been trained to do. Put all of your focus and relate more with what you can see instead of relating more with what you can't see. And so this training over the next few weeks is really to train you to understand that you live in the physical world, but there exists the parent world to all physical things. Now, if all physical things came from an unseen place, if all physical things came from a spiritual place, who is God, if even the pattern of the tabernacle that Moses got came from a heavenly tabernacle, or when we pray the prayer, "Lord, we bind," we understand that whatever's bound in heaven pattern that we used to bind whatever's going to be bound on the earth. Whatever we loosed in heaven's already loosed. Whatever we loose on earth is already loosed in heaven. In other words, our pattern from the earth is already established in heaven. I'm trying to take your mind like a fisherman, and I'm trying to fish you out of the physical pond to get you to pay attention to a higher way of operation. Because anything that's physical came from that spiritual world. And the same thing is true today. There are a lot of things you need in the natural that have been made available to you in that spiritual world. But we're ignoring it, and we're not paying attention to it. So I want you to listen to this today. Verse 1, he says this, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the earth, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water." Verse 3, "And God said, Verse 4, then God saw. Verse 6, God said. Verse 7, God had made. Verse 9, God said. He called. Verse 10. Verse 11, God said. God said. God said. God said. And then at the end of this, it says in verse 31, and God saw everything that he had made. Well, when did he make it? Words. He said it, and then he saw it. He said it, and he made it. And I am telling you that that authority has been passed down to every born-again Christian. You have the awesome power to use the most powerful thing in the universe, words, to make your way prosperous and to have good success. Is everybody with me now? I don't want to lose you on this one. Now, I want to share three things here, and we'll get started. A believer who is far away from God's word is far away from the supernatural. A believer that is far away from God's word is far away from the supernatural. So now listen, God spoke words, and we saw things coming into the physical world. He spoke words, and it moved from the spiritual world to the physical world. John 4:24, God is a spirit. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. The Bible says that the word is spirit, and it is life. The word, words in general, are spiritual containers. That's awesome. They have the ability to penetrate into that supernatural realm and come back and make a deposit into this natural realm. My God. Words. Look at St. John chapter 1, verse 13. St. John chapter 1, 1 through 3, and then verse 14. St. John 1, 1 through 3, and then 13. I want to lay this foundation, guys. It's important that you get this. This is some good stuff I'm going to share today. He says, in the beginning was the what? And the word was. But then the word was. Now, I want you to see this. Now, we're trying to get Jesus in the earth. And Isaiah really got it. But throughout the Old Covenant, people use words to begin to partake and give birth into what was going to happen in this natural world. I mean, what an assignment. God's challenge was, how do I get myself, who am a spirit, into a physical body? How do I get myself into an earth suit? Well, like I did everything else physically, I spoke words and the physical realm came into existence. Glory be to God. So notice what he says. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. Watch this next verse. All things were made by him, the Word, and without him, the Word, was not anything made that was made, the Word. He just showed you. In the beginning was the Word, Word was with God, Word was God, and nothing, no thing was made without the Word. What is it you need in this physical world? And you're trying to make it without the Word. Imagine the awesome authority that we as Christians can have when we begin to understand the power and the authority of the Word to penetrate this supernatural realm where grace has made everything available. I'll teach you later, but grace was made especially for the new creation in the spirit world. I can't talk about it now, but I just mentioned it. Nothing was made without, no thing was made without the Word. And then in verse 14, he says, and the Word was made what? The Word was made what? And the Word was made what? And the Word was made physical. Flesh. He sent his word, and it impacted physical, healed you.
He sent his word, and the word became flesh, and the word became job, and the word became healing, and the word became increase, and the word became protection, and the word... So what's the powerful thing about speaking God's word? Because when you speak God's word, his word has already been equipped. Oh, my shika kalaba. His word is already filled with the capacity to bring itself to pass. It only needs someone to cooperate and to load your mouth up with bullets that's already got gunpowder in it. And pull the trigger and speak it. Look what he says. Go to Isaiah. This is the last scripture, and we'll get started. Somebody says, haven't you started? No, man, I'm trying to get us all on the same page. I don't know where you came from, man. I don't know what them demons been saying to you during the pandemic. I got to make sure we're on the same page. Isaiah 55, watch this. Isaiah 55, verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. God said this. He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. Now watch what he says. But this is what I'm going to do so you can have my thoughts and my ways. I'm going to give you my word. The only way you're going to have God's thoughts and God's ways is you got to have God's word. I don't care how intelligent you are, you're not going to have, God's thoughts are going to always be higher, God's ways are going to always be higher, and you're never going to be able to come in where God is unless you get his word, because his words will contain his thoughts, his words will contain his ways. Now, can't you see why it's important for a Christian not to try to be like God without God, more better than that? Can't you see how important it is for a Christian to try not to be like God without his word? You got to get his word. You got his word. It can't be some hypothesis that you learned out of a textbook that came from some guy who's not born again. God's word brings you to the place where your thoughts and his thoughts gel, his ways and your word, your ways begin to gel as well. Watch this. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. My thoughts higher than your thoughts, supernatural world higher than the physical world. Supernatural ways are higher than the physical ways. Supernatural thoughts are higher than the physical thoughts or things that you think in this physical world. All right, now watch this. He says, for as the rain, now here's an example, just like the rain comes down and just like the snow from heaven and returneth not hither, but what it does, it waters the earth, and it makes it bring forth, and then it buds, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. He says, so just like the rain comes down, it benefits whatever seeds in the earth, and then it grows up and it buds because the rain comes down and causes something to happen. He says, so shall my word be just like that rain. It'll go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void or empty, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So if you take God's word from the Bible and it's already filled to accomplish what he labeled it as to accomplish, if you'll do that and then speak it out your mouth, it's going to be like the rain and it's going to cause something to bud or something to show up in this physical world. Something to bud or something to show up in this physical world. But it starts with the word of God. It starts with God's word. I can't emphasize this enough. Christian people cannot expect to be successful aside from God's word. You are not here this morning so we can shake, rattle, and roll. You are here this morning as students of grace to get some more word that you can send in the supernatural to impact your natural living. Now, let me, I want you to understand three things here, three items. Number one, again, a believer who is far away from God's word is far away from the supernatural. The supernatural cannot be separated from the word of God. The supernatural cannot be separated from the word of God. First base, if you are far away from the word of God, you are far away from the supernatural. They don't work independent of each other, one another. They work against the same. Verse number two, when the word comes in, light is shed, darkness disappears, then you manifest the supernatural. When the word comes in, light is shed, darkness disappears, then you manifest the supernatural. So first things first, if you're in dark situation, sickness, poverty, disease, whatever it may be, confusion, he says the word comes in. And when the word comes in, it brings light, and the darkness will disappear, and then you manifest the supernatural. And then the final thing I want you to see in this progression, the word equals seed and the supernatural equals fruit. The word equals seed and the supernatural equals fruit. The word is your seed and the manifestation is the supernatural. Supernatural is your fruit. It's your fruit. So it seems to me that as Christians, we got to start thinking like farmers. We've got 66 bags of seed. What are you going to do with it? Seed in the bag, in the barn, won't grow anything. Take the seed out of the barn, out of the bag, and put it in your heart, and it grows everything. You hear me? Now, here's what I want to talk to you about today, but you'll see why I had to lay that foundation. There is a number one reason why manifestations of the supernatural are hindered in the lives of the Christian. Why are Christians walking around just as impacted as in the natural as people who are not saved? There's no way you're supposed to be going through the same thing that somebody is that doesn't have access to the supernatural. You're supposed to be living way above fear, way above sickness, way above poverty. Everything that the world's going through, you should not be like right there with them. And it's just too many Christians that's just right there with them. You can't even, you're the light. You're supposed to be standing out when the darkness comes. But there's a reason why the light is not shining in the midst of darkness. There's a reason why supernatural things are not showing up. What's that reason? The number one enemy to a supernatural manifestation is something called hardness of heart. Now, what is that? Because you're assuming it, you're assuming something that I know you're assuming it, but it's not right. It's not just rebellion to God's word. So we have to let the scripture explain to us what hardness of heart is. Go with me to the book of Mark chapter 6, verse 45 through 52. Hardness of heart. We got to figure out what hardness of heart is. Not just rebellion towards God. So that's why it's important to have the scripture, because somebody will say hardness of heart and then come up with any kind of general definition, and then you walk away still don't know what it is, and then manifestations of supernatural should, you know, still not existing. I'm serious about this. I want everybody in our church that hears these teachings to begin to function above the natural realm. I mean, and I'm not talking about taking a long time, because you don't have to qualify for this. All you got to do is be saved and believe, and stuff will start happening. How many of y'all ready for some stuff to start happening? You don't sound like it. I mean, some Jesus stuff ought to start happening. Listen, you ought to be able to speak to a fig tree and in 24 hours come back and see that thing responded to what you said. Why is that not happening?
Do you feel hopeless or trapped in a downward spiral? The truth may be that you're not living in the supernatural. In his thought-provoking four-message series, The Power of Supernatural Living, Creflo Dollar teaches that everything God promised us exists in the supernatural realm.
When you send your words from God's word out and they penetrate this supernatural realm, they come back with a deposit. And the Bible says, like rain that waters the flowers, one day it will begin to bloom. It's time for you to call things that be not as though they were. It's time for you to be above and never again beneath. We are living in the supernatural.
For a love gift of $25 or more, plus shipping and handling, these lessons can be yours today. Do not miss this blessing. Call the number on your screen or go to www.creflodollarministries.org. and click eStore to secure yours while supplies last.
You can interact with Creflo Dollar Ministries anytime, anywhere. Engage with Christ on a deeper level, develop your walk with the Lord, and strengthen your faith. All of this is at your fingertips with our state-of-the-art, custom-designed app. The new Creflo Dollar Ministries app gives you unlimited access to numerous features. With the broadcast feature, you can access your favorite messages, sermon series, and more. The app puts you right in the sanctuary with live streaming of services. You can receive practical advice for applying the Word of God to your life every day with our daily devotionals. Add events to your calendar, set reminders, get directions, share with friends, and even give securely through this platform. To get connected via the new Creflo Dollar Ministries app, visit CreflodollarMinistries.org/app or text APP to 51555 today.
Do you have a burning desire to see lives changed by the gospel of grace? If so, prayerfully consider supporting Creflo Dollar Ministries financially. You may not be called to preach in a pulpit or perform missions work in another country, but you assist those who are called to do these things each time you give financial gifts to this ministry. God bless you, and I'll see you next time right here on Changing Your World.
To support our kingdom mission of winning souls for Jesus, you may call us or give online at CreflodollarMinistries.org. Thank you for giving and enabling us to share this gospel of grace all over the world.
Creflo and Taffy Dollar love connecting with you. And here at World Changers, we understand the importance of using technology to do just that. We're constantly working to bring the gospel of Christ to thousands of viewers and followers around the world, and we want you to get involved. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. We want to make the word of grace available throughout every voice of social media.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.